Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Jazakumullahu khairan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the fikr and concern. How can we look at every part of our life, try to make some Islam and reformation about it. The third branch of Islam, which we are doing, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to enter into Islam completely. And this is, we mentioned, the five branches of deen. Our aqaid, our belief has to be correct. Ibadat, acts of worship, mu'amalat, our business transactions and dealings, our monetary dealings. Then our mu'ashirat, our social etiquette, how we meet with other people, and akhlaq and character. We have to make a change in all of these five things. Without all of this, then a person's Islam will not be complete. So we have done discussed two matters already. The third matter is our mu'amalat, our monetary dealings. And this is a very important part of our deen. Unfortunately, most people are completely indifferent. They don't worry about it. And it is necessary for us to consult with muftis, ulama-i kiram, ask them that this dealing which I am doing, is it correct, is it incorrect? If we will do this here, then the main thing is that we will ensure halal coming to our stomach. And this will create the desire for a person to do a good action. And then Allah will accept our amal, our actions of worship. The ulama say, comes in the hadith, that five questions will be asked to a person on the day of Qiyamah. And two of them with regards to a person's money. It's how did you earn your money and how did you spend your money? So of the five questions, two will be regarding a person's income and his wealth. So it shows how much of importance there is towards this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a time will come soon when people don't care at all whether they are earning their money through halal or whether it is through haram. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that a person shoves a haram morsel into his stomach, 40 days of his ibadah is not accepted. And if your flesh is in a chair and haram, then the fire of Jahannam is more deserving of this. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever earns haram money and you spend it in charity, it won't be accepted from you. Wherever you spend that money, there will be barakah and blessings in that wealth. And whatever is left for the heirs after you pass away, it will be used as a provision for the fire of Jahannam for you. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi used to say that if you consume halal, then automatically you will obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether you, of your own accord or not, whether you want to or you don't want to, if you are eating halal, automatically you start worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obeying Allah ta'ala. And when you consume haram, you will disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether you want to or you don't want to. But automatically your body will force you towards disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَابْتَغِ فِي مَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. That what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. So firstly we understand that whatever money a person has got, Allah has given it to him. That is own. It is Allah ta'ala has bestowed it upon a person. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whatever money we have given you, use it to earn the akhirat. فِي مَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ. And yeah, Allah ta'ala has given certain laws. So utilize that wealth. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. One meaning of it is, do not forget your portion of this dunya. Idris Khandalevi rahmatullahi alayhi, that's a beautiful tafsir of this. That do not forget your portion of this dunya, which is your qabr. Your house, your wealth, all of this will be left in the dunya. So don't utilize your money only for the things of this world, but rather utilize it for the things of the akhirat. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَلَا تَبَغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. There are certain commands which Allah has given us, certain ways you can utilize your wealth, certain ways don't utilize your wealth. So Allah Ta'ala has given us our wealth, a very, very great thing. Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam's people told him that we don't want to, why must we follow your deen? And is your namaz, is your deen commanding you that we can't use our money in this way, we can't use our money in this way? That the ideology of the people of Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam were eventually destroyed. This was their system, that we can do what we want with our money. It's my money. I own it. Remember, the money is an amanah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have to account to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah regarding it. So there is nothing wrong with earning money, even accumulating money, on condition a person abstains from extravagance, haram, and all ways and means unlawful in Islam. Wealth should not become the object of our life. All the time we have the fikr and concern of money, but we should use it to fulfill our necessities and to bank our money in the akhirat. And there are many, many ways a person can spend his money. Building of masajid, madaris, helping the orphans, tabligh, different avenues. And a person like how in dunya is so intelligent, he looks for the best investments, where can I make 50%, 20%, 10% investment profit. So more intelligent the person is he who, for akhirat, where can I get the best investments? If I invest here, I'll get so much of returns. If I invest here, I'll get so much of returns. This is an intelligent person. If our intention is correct, then our business and wealth will be utilized to help other people. You will not break the commands of Allah Ta'ala by dealing in interest and insurance, by usurping the properties and inheritance of females and orphans. Somebody passes away, we don't sort out the inheritance, we leave it for years and years because we are getting benefit of it. But a person will sort out the matters immediately as the person has passed away. Cheating, lying, taking false oaths, deceiving, concealing faults, selling haram items, dealing in stolen goods, bribery, missing salat with jamaat in the masjid, taking advantage of a person in difficulty, not paying our workers on time, underpaying workers, delaying in our payment, working less than our hours, or while we are sitting in our shop, we are utilizing our cell phone or the internet for our personal work and we are wasting the time of the employers. So all of this, a person will abstain from it. He will be honest and upright, and we should regard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "At-tajiru as-saduqul amin ma'a an-nabiyyin was-siddiqin wash-shuhada." That businessman who is truthful and he is trustworthy, on the day of Qiyamah he will be with the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam with Siddiqeen and Namatas. Very high rank he will get on the day of Qiyamah just because of his truthfulness, amanadari and trustworthiness in his business. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the fikr and concern. If we leave here with this concern, my money, monetary matters also must come correctly. When I go home, try and sort out all my matters. And inshallah, this is also a very, very important part of our Islam reformation. Allah give us tawfiq.